A word for you from Joel chapter 2 verses 12 and 13. Yet, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. What better invitation than this can you receive from God himself, your Maker, your Creator, the one against whom you have sinned? He personally invites you. In verse 12, as we looked at last time, he says, yet, even now. It is as if though he's speaking about the very last moment where a person is about to fall over the precipice and he wants to pull you back from that awful destruction. He wants to pull you back from sin, perhaps. Maybe it's some dubious area of your life where you have wandered over to, and you know it's a gray area and it pulls you back into sin time and time again. The Lord says, yet, even now, return to me with all your heart. God wants your heart. Even though he says with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, he says, and rend your hearts, in verse 13, and not your garments. You see, it was the customary thing there to use sackcloth and ashes and to tear your garments. But the Lord says, go deeper than that. I want your heart. If you're going to come to me, if you want to respond to my invitation, rend your heart, break your heart. Many complain, my heart doesn't seem to feel after the Lord. It doesn't seem to feel convicted. The Lord says, you rend your heart. Well, if he commands you, then you obey. And in your obedience, God will make it possible. He who said, let there be light, in that moment of pronouncing that sentence, light was created. So if he says to you, rend your hearts, if you truly want to respond, God will give you a rent heart. That means a broken heart. He doesn't want a torn garment. He doesn't want an outward show. He wants you to come to him with a broken heart, broken because of your sin, from wandering away from the one who loves you most. And he says, return to the Lord your God. And then the promise, for he is gracious and merciful. Uti uyabekezela. He does not get angry fast. He is abounding in steadfast love. How can you turn down such grace?